We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 29. Ascharyavat Pashyati Kaschit Enam Ascharyavat Vadati Tatha Eva Cha Anyaha Ascharyavat Cha Enam Anyaha Shunoti Srutva Api Enam Veda Na Cha Eva Kaschit Ascharyavat Pashyati Kaschidena
Ascharyavat Pashyati Kaschidena
Ascharyavadati Tathaiva Chanya
Ascharyavadati Tathaiva Chanya
Ascharyavacchaini Mananya Shrunoti
Ascharyavacchaini Mananya Shrunoti
Srutvapenam Vedanachaiva Kaschit
Srutvapenam Vedanachaiva Kaschit
Ascharyavat Pashyati Kaschidenam
Ascharyavat Pashyati Kaschidenam
Ascharya madati tathaiva chanyah Ascharya vachaiva mananya shrunoti
Ascharya vachaiva mananya shrunoti
Srutva vyenam vedana chaiva kaschit
Srutva vyenam vedana chaiva kaschit
Ascharya vat is amazing. Pashyati sees. Kaschit someone. Enam this soul. Ascharyavat is amazing. Vadati speaks of. Tatha thus. Eva certainly. Cha also. Anyaha another. Ascharyavat similarly amazing. Cha also. Enam this soul. Anyaha another. Shrunoti hears of. Srutva having heard. Api even. Enam this soul. Veda knows. Na never. Cha and eva certainly. Kaschit someone. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Some look on the soul as amazing, some describing him as amazing, and some hear of him as amazing, while others, even after hearing about him, cannot understand him at all. Since Gita Upanishad is largely based on the principles of Upanishads, it is not surprising to also find this passage in the Kathopanishad, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, 7th Verse. Shravadaya api bahubhir yo na labhyaha Shravato api bahavo yam na viduhu Ascharya vakta kushalo asya labdha Ascharyasya jnata kushalanushishataha. The fact that the atomic soul is within the body of a gigantic animal, in the body of a gigantic banyan tree, and also in the microbic germs, and billions of which occupy only an inch of space, is certainly very amazing. Men with a poor fund of knowledge and men who are not austere cannot understand the wonders of the individual atomic spark of the spirit, even though it is explained by the greatest authority of knowledge, who imparted lessons even to Brahma, the first living being in the universe. Owing to a gross material conception of the things, most men in this age cannot imagine how such a small particle can become both so great and so small. So, men look at the soul proper as wonderful either by constitution or by description. illusion by the material energy. People are so engrossed in the subject matter for sense gratification that they have very little time to understand the question of self-understanding, even though it is a fact that without this self-understanding all activities result in ultimate defeat in the struggle for existence. Perhaps they have no idea that one must think of the soul and thus make a solution to the material miseries. Some people who are inclined to hear about the soul may be attending lectures in good association, but sometimes, owing to ignorance, they are misguided by acceptance of the super soul and the atomic soul as one without description of magnitude. It is very difficult to find a man who perfectly understands the position of the super soul, the atomic soul, their respective functions and relationships, and all other major and minor details. And it is still more difficult to find a man who has actually derived full benefit from the knowledge of the soul and who is able to describe the position of the soul in different aspects. But if somehow or other one is able to understand the subject matter of the soul, then one's life is successful. The easiest process for understanding the subject matter of the self, however, is to accept the statements of Bhagavad Gita spoken by the greatest authority, Lord Krishna, without being deviated by other theories. But it is also required a great deal of penances and sacrifice, either in this life or in the previous ones, before one is able to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna can, however, be known as such by the causeless mercy of the pure devotees and by no other way. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nalitanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamanyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sarvajatam Sarganathanatantam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sarganalalita Sri Vishakamitamascha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tat Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranami Shri Arikriye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gopi Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aschadyavat pasyati kaschidenam, aschadyavat adikitheva chanyaha, aschadyavat chaiva anya shvoti, shutvapenam vedana chaiva kaschid. Some look on the soul as amazing, some describe him as amazing, and some hear of him as amazing, while others, even after hearing about him, cannot understand him at all. So, this is what is meant by inconceivable. The soul has inconceivable nature. And inconceivably, he has characteristics of oneness and difference too. The oneness is in quality, difference is in the quantity. Moreover, the soul, when it is under the bodily conception or under the influence of the three modes of material nature, there is an amazing effect levied upon him. Even though a superior part and parcel of the energy, superior energy, yet he can be overpowered by inferior energy. Krishna's inconceivable plan is there. The soul has inconceivable nature, which is described as simultaneously oneness and difference. So under Krishna's inconceivable plan, the soul is bewildered, overpowered, and takes for granted for the things which are not real as real, and not real as real. This is all inconceivable. But yet, his plan is that through imposing ignorance over that knowledgeable soul, he acquires the knowledgeability of the field of activity, the body. And for whatever the reason that he has been separated or put into illusion, he also becomes inquisitive how to get relief from it. So simultaneously, confinement into an opposite nature helps the soul to remove his ignorance also. If he gets an opportunity to come into the contact of superior energy, alone he cannot do. Soul needs the help of spiritually surcharged atmosphere, either by the presence of a bona fide spiritual master or his instructions, in conformity what Krishna says. Then and then, all the chances are available to not only getting free from such illusion imposed upon him, but he also comes to his correct position as the superior energy and its functionality in relationship with the Supreme Lord. So ordinary people who are under the influence of the three modes of material nature, for them everything is amazing. Even talking about him is also amazing. Hearing about him is also amazing. And giving a description of him is also amazing. Whatever they write, without proper realization, is all zero. And they become bewildered. Ashcharya is also a sort of bewilderment. How do you describe an amazing thing? What do you mean by amazing? What is an amazement? The greatest illusion. Amazing means you can't figure out. Is it not? You can't figure out.
Inconceivable.
Amazing nature is illusion. Illusory nature is amazing. What is the most amazing thing in this material world? This was the question asked by Yaksha to Yudhishthira Maharaj. You know? In Mahabharata it is coming. What did he answer?
The most amazing thing is that people all see other people dying all around them, and they think
they're
going to
heaven
to
them. Yeah. And it's said, ahani ahani gacchanti manavaya mahave. Ahani ahani, day by day, one day after another, continuously, people go to the door of Yamaraj, the death of the Lord. Sesham sthavaram ichati kim ascharya tatvaram. Shesha, the reminder, is sthavaram icchati. They want permanent residence within that same body. What is more amazing than this? Therefore, this material nature is also amazing. Men cannot conquer material nature because it's amazing. It slips away from his hand. Ultimate supervision of the natural calamities in the hands of the superior being. The demigods, those who are in control of the different departments of material world. If Indra becomes angry, he can shower torrents of rain and floods and creates havoc, and nobody can control it. So, unless and until one is coming into contact by the sweet will of the Lord, a pure devotee, all the spiritual process, he will never progress in seizing his amazement. The bewilderment comes from the contact of the moods of material nature. Even the demigods get bewildered in the matter of creation. Janma tyasya yata anvayad itarascasi abhigya swarat tene brahma radaya adikavaye muhyanti atsure muhyanti. Bewilderment. They think it is amazing. How is it possible from the air, fire comes, and from fire, water comes, and from water, earth comes. What an amazing, sequence of coming into existence. But that is a fact. It is a scientific fact. When you burn something, what is the product? Carbon dioxide and water vapor. So who can say that there was no water on the moon? And Prabhupada would summarize simply, well, the sand is there, so how did sand form unless there is water? When water evaporates, sand remains. So, this is the situation. But most of the people, after hearing so many times, still they don't understand. Why? Because they are unfortunate. They may be religious, but they are still inclined for the results of the three modes of material nature. So unless and until they come into the spiritual nature, the transcendental nature, through chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, or coming in contact with the pure devotee, by His mercy, he will be able to transcend this amazement. The soul is simultaneously one and different. And material nature, even though inferior, Krishna calls it divine. So unless and until one takes up the spiritual process, why does one has to take a spiritual process to understand God?
taint our spiritual process, then we remain completely covered by the words of material nature, like a
because our constitution is spiritual. Krishna is spiritual. Part and parcel is spiritual. Therefore, we require spiritual nature, spiritual strength, spiritual power that will subordinate the material power. Well, how much spiritual power do you require to overcome material nature?
Too much.
No. Very little. Very little. Because you are little, you don't need too much to come to the original configuration. That is Krishna's mercy. A tiny soul is not expected to have too much spiritual power. But if he understands Krishna Tattva, Krishna Tattva means by surrendering in pure devotional service, one acquires the natural constitutional position. So, the rendering of the devotional service is able to keep the shelter. So qualitative shelter, you know, is needed. You don't have to have some gluing substance to as a speck of dust at the lotus feet of the Lord. No. Otherwise, how is it possible for that little tiny humble speck of dust want to come again to serve the Lord in the material world? So it doesn't require much, But svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatupayat, when the soul is acquiring its qualitative oneness, remain subordinate, because that's a gulf of difference between the magnanimity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and infinitesimal situation of the tiny spark, part and parcel. So, you don't need too much, but qualitative oneness has to be acquired, and try in all humility to develop those qualities. Qualities of the pure devotee. So the idea is that unless and until one gets the mercy of that superior energy of the Lord, comes in association with it, either through the instructions of the spiritual master or direct by his own personal example, he is induced to come to his original occupational duty. Then he is rightly situated. He will not see anything amazing, but it's all Krishna's plan, and he will use perfect glorification for Krishna's mercy. All the bewilderment will be vanished. The bewilderment is vanished. All the misconception in the heart, the knots of misconception in the heart are slashed to pieces. All the doubts evaporate. And his functionality in pure devotional service will not yield any adverse reactions. Only in that condition he is coming face to face with himself and the Supreme Lord. So he will be able to see himself. The soul is having the fourth dimension, they call it, Turiya Avastha. You know, the three dimensions, you know, length, breadth and depth. But fourth is transcendental. That is, it's more than what you call, it's not 360 degree only, but 360 degree plus upper and lower direction too. So there are 10 directions. Four major directions, other four intermediary directions, and one up and down. So it is more than 360 degree. So naturally, if a tiny soul is there, and he becomes aware of himself fully in his constitutional position, he is not only seeing the Supreme Lord who is sitting nearby him, but he is seeing himself in the entirety, the complete wholeness. He is part of that, he is within the complete whole, not separate. So therefore, it's more than 360 degree. I don't know what is that degree called. Yes, it's called absolute nature. So the idea is that the effect of the pure devotional service, you know, is the only means that removes the illusion, ascharya, the amazement. Otherwise, for common people, it is remaining, you know, what they call, secret or something unexplored. And alone, what they cannot do for any kind of processes other than pure devotional service. And pure devotional service is available only through the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master. Pure devotee. So, this is very important. The soul is amazing. Everything about the Lord is amazing. So, we see Srila Prabhupada is telling that some people who are inclined to hear about the soul may be attending lectures in good associations. Attending lectures means, however you may be erudite speaker, but if you do not get rid of the influence of the three modes of material nature yourself, then the soul is still remain a mystery. He may be theoretically knowing, but he is not living in a liberated or transcendental nature. So, Kathopanishad is also telling so many times about this. How one can get the mercy of the Lord? He has to depend upon His sweet will alone. The nāyamātmā na pravacane na labhya athvā bahunā śrutena vā. The soul is not revealing himself. In that case, super soul is not revealing himself by too much eruditeship and scholastic explanation of so-called mystery. No. Or his other way also, he is not available, or exposing himself by too many attendants in the lectures, too many times going and hearing about it. No. There is a saying in Gujarati that Gujaratis are very much fond of attending the kathas. But wherever there is katha, they will run. Alright? Show their religiosity, you know. But what is the end result of it? They do not give up the worldly affairs, you know. They do not become detached. Rather, they become more and more attached because they don't take up the process themselves. So, katha suni suni phute akaan. By hearing too many lectures, even the eardrums will split. Toyana ayu brahma gyan. Even after, you are not getting realized. What is the use of hearing katha? Excess of everything is dangerous. Rather, we have to hear and understand and implement. So that is abhyas. Speaking out so many times the narrative aspects of Krishna Leela or Ram Leela, you know. It's a pious activity. But it does not guarantee one to become transcendentally situated unless and until he gets the mercy of a pure devotee who induces him by his association into the practice of Krishna consciousness. So, nāyam ātmāna pravacanena labhya. In the same way, one who is a professional reciter, you know, he may talk very flowery language, and attract the attention of the people. But it is all filled with, you know, effect of the three modes of material nature. And generally, the ignorant people cannot distinguish. They said, oh, no, he speaks very good. We like it. Oh, we enjoyed your katha. Enjoyed means there's a sense gratification in attached to it. We enjoyed it. A katha is to be enjoyed or understood in a serious way for implementation, which will guarantee us to free ourselves. So, because we hear with the attachment to the three modes of material nature, we don't get desired result. Rather, katha must be done in a very selfless way, just to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then and then it becomes effective. It is not for profession. So then it becomes effective and will help to induce them to perform pure devotional service. So, Prabhupada said, we are not professional reciters of Bhagavatam. Rather, we are servants of Bhagavatam daily. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Neshtike. So in this way, we have to take the advantage of the mercy of the Lord, coming through the association of the pure devotee. Prabhupada says the easiest process for understanding the subject matter of self, however, is to accept the statements of Bhagavad Gita spoken by the greatest authority, Lord Krishna, without being deviated by other theories. It's a straightforward thing, But it also requires a great deal of penance and sacrifice, either in this life or in previous life, before one is able to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's a rare thing to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if one has done some previous meritorious activity, through penance and sacrifice, then he will be able to understand in this life. Krishna can, however, be known as such by the causeless mercy of a pure devotee who will fearlessly expound him as the Supreme Personality of God. So in the recent history or the past history, it is very difficult to ascertain that who really has done like this. But we are fortunate to experience in the life of Srila Prabhupada, who presented Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the midst of Mayavad and impersonalism. So associations of such a pure devotee has convinced Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by all logical, all authoritative, conclusions. So, it's very rare that you can get association such a pure devotee. It must be some heaps of pious activity the devotees in Krishna consciousness have done in their previous life. So Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such an acceptance is the direct manifestation of the mercy of the pure devotee. So thank you very much. Any questions?
Is it some contradictory there that if somebody wants to listen more about Krishna or Krishna Katha, listen more, then from Srimad Bhagavatam we know that Shravanam is the first method by which the nectar of Krishna's lilas can flow into our ears and fill our consciousness.
Yes.
So I know also many people who are running everywhere if they hear that somebody giving lecture. So they are running there. But it seems that listening of many lectures will not give
There are every chances that we may get confused rather than come to a pure conclusion, a unilateral conclusion. Therefore, we have to follow very strictly who accepts Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and what is his disciplic succession. Especially, the Mayavad is everywhere. Many people are not confirmed even, but this is their profession. So, without even proper realization, they want to recite. Realization does not come before, it always comes after one's performances. So, too many hearing is also not required. It is said, yena atma tanu labhyate. Who receives the mercy of the Lord. Who receives the mercy of the Lord? Says that yam vivrunute tanusvam yena atma vivrunute tanusvam. When the Supreme Personality of God exposes His sweet will, then and then He will believe. Otherwise, not. Keep on hearing, have faith, that's all right. But still we have to be ultimately dependent upon the sweet will of the Lord. He is independent. We are dependent. So, we can't demand. He supplies according to our faith. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam stateva bhajamyaham mama vartamanu vartante manushya patha sarvasa. So, where does the pure devotee target for the mercy of the Lord? It says, Lord Krishna will be more pleased because He declares so. So we should do that. Yah idam guhyatmam madbhakteshu vithasyati bhakti mai param kṛtvā atinātrushamshaya vachakasmāt manusheshu kasyame priyakartam. Nobody will be more dear than He who will be distributing or telling this most secret amongst the devotees, encouraging them so they can come to Him. So, that is the function of a pure devotee. So we go by the verdict of the Shastra and try to implement within our own life, and Krishna will reciprocate.
Very difficult to overcome, to be in touch with pure devotional service, because every time we need something, we are so we are not free from the material needs. So any time I'm getting some emotional service, in my mind immediately appears some idea of what I did here. I was reading in Japan, Chaitanya, about former Rachel Shekhar, who was sitting and doing this from palm leaves, plates from palm leaves, and few paisas he was getting for that, and half of that paisa he was giving for puja, for doing puja for Ganga Mata. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him and also took some plate. Like, I was so surprised, you know, this man sitting on the bank of Ganges, he also should something to eat, something to wear on himself, to cover his body. So he had need minimum, but some need is there, material nature, material world. So when we are getting some service, we need to get some.
He didn't do any extra endeavor to earn for it.
Yeah.
He was satisfied.
Yeah.
And therefore he was able to concentrate in the devotional service. That means he was able to get free from the more. Standards are relative situations, not absolute situations. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, sthane sthita, stay wherever you are, but be conversant with the Sruti Gatam, the verdict of the Shastra, stick to it. If you need a blanket in Siberia, an extra blanket, I don't think Krishna will mind it. But probably you will not require it in Mayapur.
Yeah. Does it mean that the Kolarajeshwar, of course, is still devotee and But can we say that those who took birth in India, in some holy farms, they have much more good karma than we are who get to birth in some very few places where we need so many things to keep, just to survive in those editions. Because we don't need so many things because
no.
concentrate on that.
You don't have to worry much. Kulavicha Sridhar was able to survive. But Srila Prabhupada, by mercy of a pure devotee, even Siberians can survive in Krishna consciousness. What's the difference? There's hardly any difference. Prabhupada took Vrindavan there. So, Gauravicha was transcendental, you know. External situation that he was living in such an ardent poverty or whatever it is, that is external. But internally he was situated in the pure state of existence. So, that is what is counted. The comparability is again affected by the three modes of material nature. But the devotional process is transcendental to that, and that is the realm of the soul, not the body. So, even though you give all the blankets in Siberia, yet difficulty will be there. So take what is necessary, you know, and carry on.
But if we, in this lifetime, we will perform pure devotional service, it means our soul already in the spiritual world, because we are doing activities which should be done by pure soul. So it means there is no need just to transfer to this spiritual world, because it's already you created.
That's correct.
Yourself, the spiritual
you
world.
Are creating a spiritual world, so you are not out of the contact of spiritual world. Therefore, one who is in the spiritual world, he is non-different. He is already in Goloka Vrindavan. And the same Goloka Vrindavan can be carried along with him. Prabhupada took Vrindavan everywhere.
Whenever I am reading how Prabhupada is serving Goloka, he was in New York, and this is a very cruel city where people is very, very attached to opulence and to money and this sense of justification. And he was wandering there in winter season, very cold, snow going, falling, and he was in
yeah.
And still he was, I think that this realized 70 years old man. It's again and again comes to me because I'm getting older, aging, my body is aging, and I have so many now difficulties with this body. It's very natural. And I'm thinking, can I go in my age like this, an unknown place where nobody waits for me, nobody inviting me, and without any invitation, I'm just going there, just for what? For preaching, for some young boys and girls doesn't want to follow to you, because this is waiting for me, I should go. And nobody waits for me, nobody interested in my words, I'm going to say that.
Prabhupada said, do as I do, means cultivate that faith first, and you'll be inspired to do similar. You know, Krishna is the real source of energy, the cause of all causes, whom a pure devotee reposes his faith. So, all the time, he is in that transcendental realm, right? So, apparently, he is facing external difficulties so much, but he is not deviated internally. He is not confused, he is not, you know, skeptical, he is not despondent. We see Prabhupada was not insensitive to the negative things that happened to him in New York. You know, just the day after Prabhupada spoke Bhagavad Gita in Dr. Mishra's place, you know, because he was sick and he was invited to speak, and he created a change of heart by his equivocal, you know, understanding about Bhagavad Gita and pure devotion. So it impressed the student so much, you know, but the next day his typewriter and tape recorder were stolen. You know? So, it was an inside job, you can say. But Prabhupada never got despondent. He depended upon Krishna, and Krishna sent the help. The full faith, the reposing full faith, Tesham Nityabhiyuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyam. It's a direct experience of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, you know, Krishna preserved whatever Prabhupada had and supplied whatever he did. For Kulavichar Sridhar, he didn't have any such service of propagating, so there was no need to supply, you know, him all this typewriter or tape recorder or whatnot, you know. But still he was pure devotee, the most simplest form of his existence. But it was perfect and in all accordance with the Vaishnava etiquette.